Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host this evening, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight, we're going to have a message entitled Mission, the Mission Accomplished. And I want you to look at that word accomplished, and I don't want you to feel like it's over yet. Amen. God says that we continuously run, even when we receive the victory. He says, continue to run. Why should we run? He says, because our mission is not over. Amen. So we must continue to run even at our successes. So this is a very energy-filled message, if you will, because God says that you passed the test. He says, you know, you're going to have those distractions, he says, but he will handle your distractions, he says, but you must continue to run. He says, don't stop and entertain. He says, don't stop and, in other words, invest in things that are not worth investing in. So we must continue to stay focused and remain in the race. We are going to read today, as the Lord has given me, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. I have read to you Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. And God says that when you're running this race, before we get into the prayer and before we get into the message and the great ministry of music by these gospel artists, God says that right now your focus should not be on where you are. Your focus should not be on what's ahead. He says the reason why you have to have blinders is because your eyes are supposed to be focused on him. God says when you walk in his will, he says you're not walking as one who knows where you're going. You're walking by faith. So if someone tells you to stay focused on where you are or stay focused on what's ahead, God says you don't know what's ahead. Matter of fact, we don't even know if we're going to make it to what's ahead. Amen. But one thing we do know is that if we keep our focus on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we know that he is consistent, and we know that if it is his will, we shall make it to our destination. So don't be engulfed when people say, look at where you are now and look at where you're going, because we do not know. We don't even know the next second. The only thing we know is the right here and right now. And so God says to focus on him, and he says that we're going to accomplish many things. He says you've already won the victory last week. He says when the devil came with his tactics, you've already won that because it didn't faze you any. He says, but you're going to have to keep running in your victories. Put that down. Keep running in your victories. And without further ado, let's write that down. Keep running in your victories. Amen. Some people get comfortable. Some people live the comfortable life that God has blessed them with. God says, no, you must keep running. Let us begin to pray, and then after we pray, we're going to go into the message, and then we're going to listen to some gospel artists such as Sister Mann. We're going to hear Sister Anita Wilson. We're going to hear the Ken Spirituals. We're going to hear the Angelica Choir. We're going to hear all of these particular choirs, but we're going to pray first because God is good. And I tell you what, it feels like I've been running because my adrenaline is rushing because God says that you passed the test. And how many of you like to pass tests? Amen. I like to make great scores on tests. I like to pass tests. Amen. And God says when you pass the first time, you don't have to worry about taking it a second and third time. He says, because if you listen to God and focus on God, you will be able to pass, amen, every test. So here we go. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to travel down these dangerous streets and byways, Lord. Lord, we come unto you as empty cups, ready to be filled. We come ready to be of service. We come with our eyes lifted up, looking unto you from the hills from which cometh our help. And we know that all of our help comes from you, Lord. We thank you for the test that you've given us. We thank you for those that we've passed, Lord. And we thank you for those that are coming up. Amen. And Lord, we thank you for the mountain victories, and we thank you for the valley moments, and we thank you for the encouragements, and we thank you for even those who do not know you and who are just displeased with their own lives and try to diminish your work. But we understand and realize that you are God who says that there is no man or woman on earth that can diminish who you are or your children, and we thank you for that, Lord. And we ask that you bless Monday to be a marvelous Monday where we will walk into your will, a Tuesday, Lord, to be a terrific Tuesday, and Wednesday to be a winning Wednesday, and Thursday to be a thirsty for you Thursday, and a Friday to be just a filled with the Holy Spirit Friday, and Saturday, Heavenly Father, to be with a just super Saturday, and then back to Sunday, Lord, a sanctified Sunday. We ask that you order our steps in every way, Lord, and help us to continue to walk in your will, Lord, and put on our blinders and help us to only listen to those things that are of you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and we're excited that we passed every test you've given us last week, Lord, and we're ready for any test this week, Lord. And we ask that you continue to help us to be those mouthpieces and those images that you would have us to be. We thank you for the music that's in our heart. We thank you for blessing us to hear your word. We thank you for the extension of the ministry. We thank you for the doors that are opening, all the opportunities, Lord. We thank you for the new businesses. We thank you for the old business. We thank you for where we are now, Lord. But you said in your word that we walk by faith and not by sight. So we don't know what's ahead, Lord. But what we do know is that there is a victory waiting for us. And Lord, we ask that you situate us into the destiny, Lord. Situate us into the calling, Lord. Help us to be able to deal with demons and people who are not of you, Lord. Help us to have a good disposition and to remain in character. Lord, bless us, Heavenly Father, to unveil the truth and help us to continue to just stay focused on you, Lord. And anything that the devil would despise, Lord, we ask that you bind the hands and that you bind the mind, Lord, and that you take up with those individuals who are just not displeased with anything that's going on in their lives. Lord, we ask that you give them a taste and see experience where they will be able to feel and see who you are. Lord, we thank you for all the people who have told us their success stories, Lord, people who are being blessed by you, Lord, not only from waking up in the morning, but you're giving them things that they need, Lord, and you're giving them things that they even want. And we ask that you help us to continuously be in your will, Lord, and continue to hold up the image. Help us to be uplifting to people and help us not to downgrade people, Lord. And help us to be the ears, Lord, that listens to your voice so that we can be of service and not of hindrance to the people, Lord. Lord Jesus, we ask with the love of Jesus ministry be added value to people in their lives, Lord. And we ask that you continue to add on to your message and add on to your spirit, Lord. And we ask that you help us to deafen our ears to destruction, deafen our ears to those things that are not of you, Lord. And Lord Jesus, as we relinquish this prayer but never out of your presence, we ask that you continue to help us and bless this week, Lord. And as we go to the cellars, Lord, we just ask that you help us to have just a marvelous time in you, Lord. We thank you for each opportunity, Lord. We thank you for each connection, Lord. We thank you for each praise, Lord. We thank you for each blessing, Lord. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, and as we prepare for the teaching, we ask that the words be of you, Lord, and would you crown us here from the top to the bottom and help us to help the people and help ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Amen. That was the center of my joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. And we want to make sure that God is the center of everything that we do, because guess what? When God is the center of everything that we do and say, then we know that we can remain in character, and we know that we are uplifting the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. And at this particular time, I am going to pause this particular song because the Lord has given me another song, and it's entitled, If You Can't Help Me, Please Don't Stop Me. Move out of my way. Don't try to block me. I've got a race to run. That is part of our theme. And God says that when you hear of the negativity as far as anything that diminishes who he is, not things that, not things that happen in life, he says, but those things that degrade people, bring them down. He says, you have to say that. You have to think that if you can't help me, please don't stop me. Move out of my way. And when you're running as a horse, you have to remember that. Because when we talk about if you can't help me, if you can't edify and help me uplift and help me praise God, then don't stop me. Move out of my way. Amen, because we're not having any pity parties and we're not having any gossip sessions, amen. We are here to serve a true and living God. And so I want to play this song before we get into our teaching of Keep Running in Your Victories, amen. That's the name of it, as God has put it, Keep Running in Your Victories, amen. And God says that when you run in your victories, he says you have to be ready to make those unknown turns. He says you can't plan for life just like you can't plan for death. He says, you know, when people perish and leave this earth, right, we can't blame God and says, God, you didn't give us time to plan. God says, be ye ready at all times. Amen. And he says, your time is not my time. And so we have to remember that when we are running the race, we are not running for time. God says we're running for a prize that he has given, because guess what? Just because you're in first place does not mean that you have made it to your destiny, right? Does not mean that, because some people who are behind you, some people who are beside you will make it to their destiny first because it's the will of God. It's just like life and death. Some people are born before others, but everybody's born. Some people die before others, but everybody must die. So there's not a planned time. Just because you look like you're in last place or you look like you're in first place, God says, hold on. He says, because all of those horses who are running will reach their destiny at different times. Amen. So we're going to listen to this song, If You Can't Help Me, Please Don't Stop Me. And I want you horses to think about this, because you're going to have to keep running. Amen. You're going to receive some victories this week, and you received some last week. You passed the test. Amen. God says that was a test. He says you passed the test. Hallelujah. Praise God. He says you passed the test. Amen. He says because you didn't waver, you didn't reel, and you didn't rock. It didn't bother you because God told you who the source was. And so he says you passed the test. Amen. He says, so this week you're going to run into your victory. You're going to experience a victory. You're going to experience two or three victories. He says, but you must keep running. He says, don't get comfortable in your victory. Now let's listen to If You Can't Help Me, Please Don't Stop Me by the Angelic Gospel Singers.
Another song that I wrote this song because I found out a long time ago that everybody grinning your face is not your friend. Then I found out that everybody don't love. So we have some friends. As long as you're doing something to please them, they'll pat you on your back and say, honey, go ahead, you're doing fine.
Hey.
But the moment you change and start living for Jesus, they'll find all sorts of mean things to say about you. They say you've got too holy. You become a religious fanatic. You're not gonna last very long. But I don't care. I don't care what they say about me. As long as I know that I'm pleasing the Lord. And I wrote this little song for their benefit.
If you can't help me, please don't stop me. Move out of my way. Don't try to block me. I got a race to run.
and I'm running my face at the finishing line. I see God's face. You can't help me. Please don't stop me. Move out of my way. Don't try to block me. I got a race to run. And I'm running my face at the finishing line. I see God's face. I've been running for Jesus a long time, running those mighty names. I don't have time for idle talk in my confident way. If you can't help me, please don't stop me. Move out of my way, move on out of my way. Don't try to block, I got to reach the run. And I'm running my face at the finishing line. I see God's face. You can't help me. Please don't stop me. Move out of my way. Don't try to block me. I got to reach the run. And I'm running my face at the finishing line.
Mm-hmm. Lord, give me time to run this race. A hard to set my grace. I got a few more mountains and hills to climb. I'm at the finishing line.
If you can't help me, please don't stop me. Move on out of my way. Don't try to, I gotta race to run, I gotta race to run. And I'm running my, and I'm running my feet. I'm the finishing line. Oh, you can't help me. Please don't stop me. Move on out of my way. Don't try to, I gotta race to run. And I'm running my feet. At the finishing line. Oh, if you can't help me, please don't stop me. Move on out of my way. Don't try to block me. I got a race to run. When I'm out of my face, at the finishing line. Running for Jesus a long time, running both night and day. I don't have time for idle talking. I'm going to do this way. If you can't help me, please don't stop me. Move on out of my way. Don't try to block. I got a race to run. I got a race to run. And I'm running my way at the finishing line. I see God's face. You can't help me. Please don't stop me. Move on out of my way. Don't try to block me. I got a race to run. And I'm running my face at the finishing line. Hey, you can't help me. Please don't stop me. Move on out of my way. Don't try to block me. I got a race to run. And I'm running my face. I see God. Hey. Amen. All right. Mm-hmm.
All right, that was the Angelic Gospel Singers with Psalmist Margaret Allison. If you can't help me, please don't stop me. Move out of my way. Don't try to block me. Why? Because I have a race to run. And why is that? Because I'm running by faith. And at the finishing line, I'll see God's face. Amen. Amen. And speaking of seeing God's face and speaking of running this race, we're going to talk a little bit as the Lord has given from Hebrews 12. And I'm going to read it one more time because I have several individuals who have joined me. Praise God and thank you for joining me at this particular time, at this particular hour. And I'm going to give you time to get your Bibles out for those of you who are just now joining. And we're going to read Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Let us run with endurance. And guess who our endurance is? Our strength comes from the Lord. I have a message for the horses today, because you have passed the test last week. Amen. And I told you even before the test came that you want to have tests. You want to have people. Amen. People who are saved who are negative. You're going to have people who are not saved who are negative. So you must pass the test. God says that when that test comes, he says you shouldn't grow weary or tired. Say, I quit. He says you shouldn't faint, which means pass out, and you shouldn't lose your character. But he says that you should communicate how you feel. Amen. He says that those people, they're going to come with those particular words. He says the heat is on. Amen. Why is the heat on? The heat is on because God is getting ready to bless you real good. He says, and all of those other things, those little tests, those quizzes, those pop quizzes, the ones you weren't expecting, he says those particular things, once you receive this victory, will not matter anymore. So God says, keep running. He says, this week is your victory week. He says he has dealt with the test givers. Amen. And he says now he's dealing with the runners. He's dealing with us. God says that he wanted to see how we could handle this. He says, because if you are in the ministry and you're going out to people, he says, everybody's not going to be saved. He says, everybody's not going to know who the Lord is. Okay? He says, so therefore, he says, you're going to have to pass the test. What is the test? The test is that you, amen, have to deal with the negative and the positive. He says that's part of ministry. That's part of moving higher in the major leagues. He says, you know, I'm going to talk to the kids right quick, and then we're going to get back into our ministry. He says, when you played T-ball, amen, you had a stand, and the ball was on the stand, and everything was consistent. So if you struck out, that means that you struck out because you couldn't hit the ball. He says, but once you are able to become older, they remove the tee from there, amen, and there is a pitcher who is throwing the ball, and it depends on if you keep your focus on the ball, if you are able to hit the ball. Somebody say praise God. So when you are dealing with this ministry, God says you're not a baby anymore. He says he is moving you higher into the major leagues. Amen. He expects more of you. He says, so if you don't keep focus, right, he says, and you don't hit those home runs, he says, then that's on you, because he wants you to keep focus. He says, it doesn't matter who's pitching the ball. He says, whoever pitches, you must hit the ball. It doesn't matter whoever's saying something nice or who is saying something negative. He says, it only matters if you continue to focus on God so that you can hit a home run. Amen? So that's, I'm speaking to the kids with that one. But let's talk about the focus of the horses. God says, keep running in your victories. God says that on this week, horses, he says, last week, he said you had some tests. God says, I want you to put tests. And a lot of people had inboxed me. I had friends from all over, and you know, people who love God. And they said, this happened, that happened, this happened. I said, well, join the party. Amen. I said, because God is good. And God spoke, and he said, these are tests for my people. He says, you want to get on the ministry and preach to God and preach to the people about forgiveness and preach to the people about love and preach to the people about continuously focusing? You are going to experience a test. And guess what? We passed, every last one of us. Why? We passed because we remained in character. We passed because we kept our focus on Jesus, and we passed because we didn't faint. We didn't quit. God says there are going to be some tests. He says, but that's okay, because God says that the testers are going to be tested as well. That's why God says that when the devil tempted him, God also tempted the devil to do right. Amen. And so just because you received a test, God says what goes around comes around. Amen. So we just going to distribute all the tests. Everybody's going to be tested, but God says his people, his chosen, his leaders are tested first. He says, because if we faint, he says, then the followers or those who are beside us, he says, what more can we expect of them when we are given the word and they are receiving? He says, you didn't faint. You didn't quit. You didn't throw in the towel. He says, you kept moving. Why? Because God says that whatever he says, that settles it. Amen? So let's talk about the horses. Keep running in your victory. God says the last week you passed the test. We passed the test, you know. We passed the test. The devil is going to always try us, especially when God is getting ready to bless us in a mighty way. The devil always tries us. He says, you passed. He says, but don't get too comfortable. He says he wants us to continue to run in our victories. Continue to run in our victories. Okay? Continue to run in our victories. And there are some things that we're going to need while we're running in our victories. God says, number one, is you're going to need strength. He says you've been training for a long time. As a matter of fact, you're a great runner. You have a lot of endurance. He says, but every now and then, as you cross your journey, as you go through life, you will have other tests which will try to weaken your soul. But God says for your strength, he says, continue to remain in the word of God. When you get up in the morning, you have to cover yourself in the word of God. When you are going about your day, you have to cover yourself in the word of God. When you finish your day, you have to cover yourself in the word of God. Before you go to sleep, you must cover yourself in the word of God. Why? Because you never know where the enemy is. I was reading in the newspaper where this young lady who was 26, 28 years old was on the highway in Houston, Texas. Yes, this is right here in Texas. And there was road rage. Amen. That's another thing we need to discuss in our writings, road rage, and a man shot her in the chest, didn't know who she was, and shot her in the chest. Thank God that God had her covered. She didn't die. She's still alive. But things like that, you have to be covered because you never know where the enemy is. Amen. The enemy goes to church. Amen. The enemy doesn't go to church. Amen. The enemy goes to work. Amen. The enemy doesn't go to work. So you have to be covered so that the Lord can deal with your battles. Okay? The world called these people haters, but God says these are his children, and some of them are hard-headed, and some of them walking in the will of God. Amen. So God says you must continue to run in the victories, he says, in your strength comes not only from, ladies and gentlemen, reading the word of God, reading the Bible in the morning and meditating and praying, he says, but you have to ask the Lord to cover you. He says, because the enemy is everywhere. Amen. He goes to and fro seeking who he can devour. Every word that he spits or she spits out of her mouth is nothing but negativity. Why? Because they're not pleased with their lives. And God says that they could find pleasure in their lives if they would learn to uplift people instead of put them down. He says, so your strength, he says, continue in the word of God. Continue to be covered. You have to ask the Lord for covering. Amen. Because the enemy is going to come, but God says the enemy cannot touch you. Why? Because they have to come through him first. Amen. And so the enemy has useless words. Amen. And God says words will never hurt you. Because God says that his word is greater than any word that can ever be spoken on earth. He can speak life and death just like that. Amen. So God says continue in the word and be covered. You must be covered in the word of God. Amen. Be covered in the word of God. Now God says that when you're running, he says there are going to be some sunny days, which are beautiful days, and there are going to be some cloudy days. What does God mean by sunny and cloudy days? Some days you are going to be tired. Some days you're not going to feel like running. Some days you're not going to feel like training. But God says that each day, he says, you must be consistent. He says, in season and out of season. Amen. God says that when the sun is out, amen, you must still train. It's very natural for people to train outside when the sun is out because it feels good. He says, but even if it's cloudy or rainy, you must still train. Does it mean that you have to go in the storm and train? God says, no. He says, go into a covering. He says, go into your secret closet and pray for strength. For those of you, I'm using running as a symbolic measure of what God expects of us. He says, even when it's storming out, even when your life seems like it's not well, he says, go in your secret closet. For those trainers, those horses, he says, go in a covered place and still train, because you have to be consistent in season and out of season. You have to continuously train. You can't be stopped by people, and you can't be stopped by the environment. Amen? People in the environment, you cannot be stopped. All right? Then God says, take care of your body. Take care of your body. As you all know, horses are very firm animals. They are a particular breed that most of them are not carrying excess weight. Amen? They carry saddles and they carry people. He says, you must take care of your body because you always have something on your back. You're carrying people. You're very mobile. You're traveling to and fro. You must take care of your body and receive rest. God says, receive rest. Rest in Him. He says, bring all of your burdens, everything that you have when you're running. He says, bring all of your burdens unto the Lord. Now, this is the thing, horses, because in your victories, you are going to take people with you. And the reason why you're taking people with the victories is because God has conditioned you to give back to people. You're not selfish. A horse is not selfish. And so you're going to always have somebody on your back. You're going to always have a saddle, and you're going to have people that you're carrying. And God says, when you bring these people, only bring the people that are going to help uplift the kingdom of God. He says those individuals who are negative, and we're not talking about, when we talk about negative, anything that does not add value to your life. He says do not bring negativity with you. Amen. He says God will have to deal with them where they are. He says, but you are advancing forward. He says you're going to have to carry. You're going to bring a lot of people with you, meaning that in your ministry, amen, and we're speaking symbolically, meaning in your ministry, you have many followers that you know and those who you do not know, meaning that when you come and when you're running your race, you're going to have people who are cheering for you and people who are going to receive the same victory that you're receiving because you're conditioning them. You're going to be those or that person who teaches other people how to be successful. And a lot of people are going to be successful because of what God has invested in you. But God says, when you go to your victory, when you're running, he says, only carry those positive people, because when you get tired, those same people are going to be able to cheer you on and say, keep going. You don't need anyone who's going to be negative and do not add value to your life with you, attached to you, on your saddle as you are running your victory, because when you get tired, you're going to faint. Why are you going to faint? Because you're going to hear all this negativity. God says you must only bring the positive people with you. Amen. He says that's the type of horse or horses we are. So take care of yourself and get plenty of rest, because you're not just going, you're not just running this victory alone. You're bringing several people. Amen. Your ministry, our ministry, is bringing several people, people that we don't even see on the internet, people that we don't even see outside. People are following. Lots of people, I almost say millions, amen, lots of people are following, right? But God says that you're going to have to make sure that you're attached and connected and bringing the right people. So always understand the discernment of people. So far we have the strength, right? And we have continue to practice in season and out of season. And then we have take care of yourself and rest and bring the correct people. Now we're also going to listen to the fact that we have to focus on Jesus. Now when you have a horse and a horse is racing, right, the person on the horse who's controlling the horse, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, tells us, giddy up. You know, they kind of encourage us, you know, things of that nature. God is always with us, no matter how many victories we have, no matter how much or how far we walk out of the will of God. God is always with us. And God says if we focus on Him, if we put those blinders on and focus where He's leading us, we will get to our victories. We must focus and we must continue to run in our victories. We must continue to run. I want to talk about that a little bit. On this week, God, as I said before, is going to bless victories back to back. I mean, doors are going to open. Opportunities are going to come. Right? God says, do not get comfortable. Right. Do not get comfortable in your victories. Do not get comfortable because your dream was accomplished. Do not get comfortable because you received a promotion. Do not get comfortable because you received a huge opportunity. Do not get comfortable because you received a financial blessing. God says continue to work as if you did not have. He says because he has more in store for you for your obedience, you must continue to run although you've received a victory. You must continue. What happens in track and field is that people run for the prize, amen? When you look at short-distance runners, those 100-meter dash, 200-meter dash, 400-meter dash, those individuals run, you know, one time or quarter time or half a time around the track, right? But if you notice, they have other races that they have to run. It's very seldom that you find a runner who only does one event, right? You might find a shot putter or a discus player, right, only being are only throwing the shot put or the discus or doing both. But a runner usually runs more than one race. And God says you have more than one blessing waiting on you. Just like a baseball player, right? When you hit the ball, whether it's a home run or not, you still have to go to every base. You don't just stand there and say, oh, I think I'm going to guess that's a home run. I'm going to go to first base and that's it. No, you have to run all the way around. That's a home run. And God said, that's what he wants for you. He says, all you have to do is keep running. That's all you have to do. He says, nobody's going to get you out. Nobody's going to distract you. He says, the words that people say won't even bother you. It's like you're wearing a bulletproof jacket, a wordproof jacket. Amen. He says, those little things won't even bother you because the main thing is, are the goals being met? Because people run different ways. People do things different ways. And so all of that stuff that you're worried about, he says, don't. He says, just continue to run. He says, and guess what? When you're running around those bases because the Lord has blessed you to hit a home run, he says, nobody can touch you. He says, people can talk. The players out there, they can say, man, why didn't you do this? Man, why didn't you do that? But they can't touch you because that's a home run, because you're running a home run. And when you hit that ball out the ballpark, or when you hit that ball and it's a home run, there's nobody who can get you out. God says your blessing is your blessing, but you must continue to run. And you know what? You're going to have tests. But God says that he's going to also deal with the testers. It doesn't matter. You're going to have tests. You're going to have people who say things that they probably shouldn't say. You're going to have people who do things that they shouldn't do. Right? But God says that you're going to have to focus on him if you want to get to where you're going. And this is not for everybody, believe it or not. God says these are the people who have been faithful to him, the people who have taken the initiative to start ministries, the people who have taken the initiative to reach out to people and to highlight his gifts. So it doesn't matter at this point. God says you're going to be tested. You're going to be tested several times. People are going to talk about you. People are going to say things. He says, well, they talked about him as well, but guess who's over the whole world? Guess who decides and determines when life and death comes? Guess who decides and determines when the sun shines and when it doesn't? Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But he was hung on a cross, a sinful cross, amen, around sinful people. God says, don't let that bother you. He says, you got to keep doing it. You have a mission to do, and your mission is not to worry about the naysayers, the gossipers. That's not your mission. Your mission is to continue to run in your victories because God has something for you. Some people say, well, how do I know if I'm in that number? How do I know if I'm part of what God wants to do? God wants to bless each and every person. And as I said before, you have three different categories. Those who are walking in the will, those who are getting dressed, and those who are deciding if they want to follow Jesus or not. And God says that for those of you who are already walking in the wheel, he's speaking to you. You have already had your test. Now, for those who are getting dressed, he says, get ready. He says, you haven't been out yet. He said, because the devil still has his hand on you a little bit, right? And you're still deciding if you're going to follow Jesus or not. He says, but once you come to the will of God and once you decide to follow Jesus and once you decide that you're walking in the wheel and once you really begin to walk in the wheel, you're going to deal with people who are saved and who are unsaved. He says, but guess what? You have to deal with both. He says, but you have to love both individuals. You can't say, oh, I don't like, you know, you can't do that. He says, you don't have to be bothered as far as with the negativity. He says, but you can't stop loving people just because they do not love their lives. And just because they don't have anything uplifting to say to you, just because they don't like you, God says that's not what you're worried about. Because when we perish, when we, our lives are not based on if someone likes us or not. Our lives are based on if Jesus says well done or not. And so the main thing that we really need to focus on in this season is keep running in our victories. Whatever is going on in life, God says keep running in your victories. On my Facebook page, I was writing about some things last week that people shared with me, children of God. We all had a blog, and we talked about the tests, the different tests that we've been through as of last week. And we all laughed about it because God revealed, he says, this was nothing but a test. And each one of you passed, and we were so excited. Amen. And we talked about how we remain in character, and we talked about how foolish it looks if we became out of character, or how foolish it looked if we reciprocated that same behavior. You know, it looks really foolish. And so that's why this ministry always tries to uplift people. If you don't have anything good to say, then don't say it at all. You know, or if you can't be part of the solution, don't be the problem. Amen. And so when we did this, you know, it's always good when Jesus says, well done. It always feels good, not when you're in the test, but when you come out of the test and the Lord says, you passed. What? You passed in flying colors. Why? Because you completed the task, and you didn't lose focus, and you didn't let the naysayers distract you. But God always gives us a few pointers. And God says, he warned us a few weeks ago, why would you entertain anything that's not of him? And that's how we made our 95s and 96 and 97s and 98s. He says, nobody made a perfect score because you don't have to entertain foolishness. You don't have to entertain people that do not uplift him and do not uplift others. You don't have to entertain it. You really don't. You don't have to be bothered with it. And if you choose to be bothered with it, then Jesus takes our points. And so we're all sitting at 95, 96, 90. Nobody had 100. Perfect score, you know. But God taught us. He gave us a script through the revelation and word of God. And God is good. And so I'm telling you the secrets to your victories and to your tests, how to pass the test. The test is you don't have to entertain foolishness. Something is not adding value to what you're doing or to your life, you don't have to entertain it. You do not have to entertain it. And so that's how you pass your test. And as I said before, you're not out of the woods, right? If we've already passed one test, because guess what? There's going to be several others come up. Because God says he wants to make sure we're ready. God is getting ready to take us higher and higher with this ministry. And not only with the ministry, with the speaking. You know, God gave opportunities for the summer. Things are happening in the summer with speaking. You know, and God says, I want to see how you're going to deal with people. If you can't deal with people, and if you're going to fall and faint and just lose, you know, focus, then why should I bless you with this prosperous business? Why should I bless you with this huge ministry? Why should I give you the opportunity to interview people that I've called who sing to millions of people if you can't hold up on this little thing that doesn't even matter, right, on words that has no value to what you're doing? So we have to continue to run in the victories. And the hardest part is continuing to run when the enemy comes, when the devil is present. God says it takes a strong person because 9 times out of 10, you will hear and you will entertain until you catch on. You will entertain the devil. You will. But God says once you come to your senses, that was only a rest break that you needed. Count it as a rest break and keep running. Don't stop. Okay? So if you happen to be tested now until the end of the year, 2015, God's will, God says count it as a rest break. Because you're going to forget. You may forget. Count it as a rest break and keep running. He says, but do not lose character and do not say anything that would devalue who that person is. Because then you get a lot of points marked off. And I tell you what, I want to make an A+. I want to make a 100 when I get to heaven, God's will. I wanna be in that number, and I don't just wanna be any number. I wanna be 100+. I don't wanna ever be the person that devalues someone. I wanna be the person that values someone, because that's what God expects of me, and I wanna make God happy. Right? So God says it doesn't matter. Whatever words people say, it has no value to your life. It has no meaning. Count it as zero. But God says, you, meaning me and you, the people who listen to this ministry, the people who are in the ministry, you will not devalue others just because they devalue you. You will not. You will be a solution rather than a problem. Right? And so, in order to make that 100 on the test, perfect score, God says don't even entertain it. He says don't. He says you're going to have to learn to hurdle over. God calls it hurdling. He says horses hurdle over those words that are of little value. He says because it's just a hurdle. He says and hurdles are small. And hurdles are something you can jump over. Hurdles won't kill you. Right? He says, but he expects us to continue to be in the Word of God. And he expects us this week, because you're going to, you know, you've had a long week last week. We've had a long week, and we've been tested. We've been through tests. I mean, literally testing, you know, all around the state. And then tests, just life tests. And God says, this week is going to be smooth sailing. He says, but he wants us to continue running in our victory. Don't get comfortable. He says, don't be like that rabbit and stop. Right? He says, keep moving, because the race is not given to the swift, but to the one who endured to the end. So I want you to know, I want you to keep running. And also God says, as you run, he says, keep knocking as well. Amen? God says, keep knocking. What are you knocking for? You're knocking for your blessing. You're knocking for your blessing. Speaking of knocking, we're going to hear from Sister Anita Wilson, and she's going to come to us, and she is singing Jesus Will. And we're going to sing along with her, amen? I feel good, because God knows. God knows. And I thank God for God saying that this week is going to be a victorious week, and he says don't worry about anything, amen? This is Sister Anita Wilson, Jesus Will. And it's going to be a commercial. Just give me just a second.
2 times stronger. Just add Pantene's new conditioner.
Yes, he will.
Done for me.
Jesus will.
Jesus will.
Bye.
All right. That was Sister Anita Wilson, Jesus will, and yes, he will. Jesus will fight our battles if we keep still. Jesus will do everything that is in his will. I want to play next Sister Tamala Mann, This Place, amen, because once you walk into the will of God, you will be in the place that the Lord has given unto you. So this is Sister Tamala Mann with This Place.
I'm Joshua Davis, Media Arts Director. There are things that I can do with a computer that far surpass the human hand.
Get the best out of me.
There's a secret place in love. When he covers me, oh, I'm living my life in this way. Oh, I'm glad I'm living my life in this way.
Was This Place by Sister Tamala Mann. We would like to be in that place, the will of God. And now, I would like to recommend our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, unto you. And you're going to have to come to Jesus, amen? Jesus is already with you, but your heart is going to have to desire our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're going to have to come to him. So I'm going to play an old song that I really enjoyed when I was a kid, and it's called I Came to Jesus. Amen. It's called I Came to Jesus by the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Give me just a second here. Let's see if I can play this particular one. Give me just a second. Amen. I'm going to actually back this up a little bit. You know how technology is. And we are going to play I Came to Jesus. And I want to play the older version. Amen. The older version. Let's see here. Give me just a second. And we've had a good time in the Lord thus far. Amen. We've had a mighty fine time in the Lord. Here we go. I Came to Jesus by the Mighty Clouds of Joy.
Something got a hold of you. Get out of the seat. Holy Ghost,
That was the mighty clouds of joy. I came to Jesus, amen, and we're going to have to come to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Is that right? Now, as I was beginning to wrap up this particular session, the Lord gave me another song, and it's entitled Prayer Will Fix It, amen. So anything you go through, whether you go through a test or whether you're going through your victory or whether you're going through just running your race and you become tired, God says pray, because prayer will fix it. This is by the Bishop Jeff Banks and Revival Temple Mass Choir. Prayer will fix it. Hey, amen. And we're going to hear a commercial, then it's going to play.
Prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door.
That is Prayer Will Fix It by Bishop Jeff Banks and the Revival Temple Mass Choir. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. I have a few announcements to make. Please be sure to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. God's word is artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, journalists. Those of you who are in the media, those of you who have a just spectacular word, please, 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 Facebook Alfreda Love at AlfredaLove or FredaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to put them all in one line, pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to just be diligent in your prayers. Make sure that you be diligent in all of the events that's going on with the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. As we have in June, God's will, the second weekend in June, we will have a talent show. And I'm getting that message out, and I'm telling people about it, amen. And we're going to have it at the Bellmead Civic Center in Bellmead, Texas. So just make sure that you get that message out. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to love God with all of your heart. Also, make sure that you have a great week. Make sure that you remember that because you are a horse, you are called out. And because you are a horse and you carry many people, that you must also have rest or receive rest for yourself. In addition to that, I just want you to know that I appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I do want to play a song by psalmist Angela Spivey, and it's called You Brought Me. And we're speaking about the Lord who has brought us from a mighty long way. As we look back over our lives, we see, and if a commercial comes up, that's fine while I'm speaking, we see that the Lord has brought us from a mighty, mighty, mighty long way. And so without further ado, I would like to present to some and introduce to others Miss Angela Spivey. She's going to sing He Brought Me, amen, and she's an anointed woman filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, and she is going to minister unto us. And then I want you to know that on tomorrow, God's will, we will have an actress, Ms. Wendy Pearson, who will come on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry at 9 o'clock. And then on Tuesday, amen, we will catch up with our ministry. Be sure to look out for the ministry and listen to some of the ministry shows. Also, make sure that you're looking at the hub pages, because I will have information concerning education, dropout rates, information about health and fitness, information about religion, gospel, different events that I attend. I will have things about different organizations, different things that will benefit the community. So please be sure to look out for my hub pages. If you want to follow, that is fine. As I said before, the numbers aren't really significant as much as the content. Amen. So just make sure that you read and stop by the hub pages. And I really appreciate you listening. I thank God, my family, and my friends. And the next voice you will hear is Miss Angela Spivey. Then you will hear my song to conclude the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. But I do want you to come back tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Ms. Wendy Pearson, as you've seen her on CBS and other shows, will be my special guest. And so when someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
See her doing it. Prince, just give me the check. Y'all don't mind if I talk to her, but I want y'all to know I'm going to tell. me. Can I do that? And I just need y'all to kind of go here with me. If y'all don't mind, would y'all help me listen here? Looking back over my life, you've been so good to me. When I was down and out, I didn't have one day. You always could be fine. Lord, you got me. Yeah.
Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.